Before we begin, Rabbi Rausner asked me to announce that anyone who is interested, his shiur is up and running for a week already. It's at projectsinai.org. You can click on the Daf Yomi link on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. He's saying shiur again. I've listened a couple of times. It's very good. Okay, we are holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the page. And we're in the middle of the discussions about Shliach LaHalacha and Shliach LaKabbalah, meaning very clearly our Mishnah had stated that the husband has the right to make a Shliach LaHalacha, the woman has the right to make a Shliach LaKabbalah, and the husband does not have the right to make a Shliach LaKabbalah. That was very clear in the Mishnah. We just went through the sugya where the Gemara showed that there's no preference in terms of the gender of the Shliach himself. The Shliach LaKabbalah can be either a man or a woman, as well as the Shliach LaHalacha. Just one point before we begin that I feel is important. The Mishnah had said that the husband cannot make a Shliach LaKabbalah, because for the husband to tell someone to be Zocha in the get for the wife would require Zachan Ladam Shalom B'Fanav, would require the person to be Zocha on behalf of the wife, to say that this is a great thing for her, so I'll go and I'll be Zocha for her. But a get, as Rashi says, is Chov Hula Ve'ein Chavim Ladam Elamidaito, that a get is a chov, it's not a zuchus, and you can't be chavin, you can't do something that's a chov for a person, that's not a good thing for a person, if they're not interested. So there's an important machlokas Bavli in Yerushalmi here, that's quoted by the Rishonim. The Yerushalmi assumes that get is chov hula, even if afterwards, so let's say the guy were to tell her, you know, your husband tried to make me a shliach l'kabbalah to receive a get for you, and she would say, oh, I hope you did it, I'm desperately trying to get divorced from him. Even if she makes it very clear that she really wants it, still the Yerushalmi says a get is always considered a chov, no matter what. The Bavli does not hold that way. The Gemara in the end of Yevamos raises the question of what if a husband is dying and he wants to give a get to his wife so that to save her from Yibum, do we assume then that it's a Zechus Hula, because it's going to save her from Yibum, and then maybe it's considered a Zechus and someone can be Kona the get for her even without her consent. And the Poskim assume that when there's no Yibum, you know, when there's no issue of Yibum, like nowadays, Bizman Azeh, then it's Vaday Zechus for her. So whereas the Yerushalmi says, you look at each type of kinyan, and you say, well, get in general, is it a chov or a zechus? And the Yerushalmi will say, well, get in general is a chov, so all gittin are considered a chov, and you can't make yourself a shliach for the woman if she didn't make you a shliach. The Bavli goes on a case-by-case basis. The Bavli will say, well, certain gittin might be a zechus, and if it's a definite zechus, then you would be able to be zach l'adam shalom b'fanav. Okay, Vayter in the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Itmar, haveli giti. If the woman tells a shliach, I want you to go bring me my get, meaning become a shliach laholacha, right? Your job is only to bring it to me. Ve'ishtecha amra hiskabali giti. But then the guy goes, the shliach goes and tells the husband, reports to the husband, your wife made me a shliach lekabbalah. I'm supposed to be zoche in the get for her. Ve'hu amar helach kamasha amra. And the husband, for his part, says, helach like she said. So so the Gemara's question obviously is what exactly does the husband mean when he says halach like she said? Halach like you told me she said, which means you should be the shliach lekabbalah, or halach like she actually said, which would mean you would be the shliach lehalacha. So Amar Rav Nachman, keep in mind it's Rav Nachman, we're going to discuss this statement of Rav Nachman for most of the daf. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav, afilu higia get liyada einu megureshes. Not only is she not divorced when the shliach first receives the get, even if the shliach goes and brings the get back to her and gives it to her, she's still not divorced. Why? So says the Gemara, it must be shmamina dibur didei kasamich. It must be that when the shliach reported to the husband that he is supposed to be a shliach lekabbalah, the husband was somech on that, assumed that was correct, and gave it to him as a betorah shliach lekabbalah. So it didn't work because he wasn't a shliach lekabbalah. The wife never made him a shliach lekabbalah. He's not going to be a shliach lahalacha because the husband never made him a shliach lahalacha. So therefore, he's a totally invalid shliach in terms of this get. Had we assumed, though, Had we assumed that the husband relies when he says do like she said, he means not like you told me she said, but like she actually said, had that been the case, then at least when she receives the get, she would be divorced. Because if the husband was saying, I'm maskim to what she actually said, well, in this case, she actually made him shliach lahalacha, and the husband's also making shliach lahalacha, so that's fine. So then she should be divorced, not when the guy receives the get, but when she receives the get back. So, but you see clearly, Rav Nachman holds adibura di day kasamich, that the husband is relying on the report of the shliach in terms of what kind of shliach he is. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says no. So, just an important point over here: this issue of adibura di da, adibura di day, is not only an issue over here. The Gemara in Hasocher raises the issue in broader cases, not just about a get. In general, when a shliach comes and tells you something, are you somech on the dibur of the shliach, or do you assume that what your intention is to do whatever the mishaleach had asked the shliach to do, and not what the shliach reports to you? So what the Gemara is saying is that you see Rav Nachman answers that broader question based on this case by get. Rav Nachman answers the question in kalat arukulu by shlichus that it's always a dibur di dei kasamach, because why should there be a difference between get and kalat arukula? Right, if the din is that by a shliach we always assume that by a get we assume that a dibur you rely on the shliach. So by every other case of shlichus, we should also assume adibur didei kasamich. That's the Gemara's assumption. So now we can understand. Ravashi says, "I'm Ravashi." Ravashi says, "No, hachiyashta. That's a very bad comparison. You can't compare get to everywhere else." Bishlama I itmar ibcha. Now, had our case of get been the exact opposite case, where hiskabali giti, the woman actually made the guy a shliach lekabala, v'ishtacha amra haveli giti, and the guy reported that he was actually made into a shliach lehalacha, v'hu amar helech mash amra, and then the husband said, do like she said, v'amra, and then had Rav Nachman taken a stand on that case, then we'd be able to prove whether we hold adibur didei or adibur dida. Had Rav Nachman said, v'amra v'nachman amra baravu amara, had Rav Nachman said in that case that she's divorced as soon as the husband gives it to the shliach, so then you would say definitively that the husband is relying on what she, the mishaleach, the wife, initially requested, which was that the shliach is a shliach lekabala. Inami liada, and had Rav Nachman said that she's only divorced once she receives the get, then we'd be able to say definitively that Rav Nachman holds adibura didei kasamich, that the husband is relying on the shliach. Because again, if you reverse the case, the shliach is the one who's saying he's a shliach leolacha, even though in reality he's a shliach. He was made by the wife to be a shliach lekabala. So if you would say that she's divorced as soon as the shliach gets it, so you see the husband agreed to the idea of shliach lekabala, which is what which is what the wife really made him. And if you say that she becomes divorced only when she receives the get, so you see the husband is somech on the dibur of the shliach to become a shliach lahalacha. So that would have been a great proof. But in our case, where the wife really made him a shliach lahalacha, and he claims to be a shliach lekabala, it's not going to prove anything about whose dibur he's samechan. Elahacha mishum da'akre shliach l'shlichus elegamri, hu da'amar, shliach lekabala avina, lahalacha lahavina. You know why it doesn't work in our case? Not because dibur didei, dibur dida. It's because the shliach decided he doesn't want this shlichus. As soon as the shliach said, I'm not going to be a shliach lahalacha, I'm only going to be a shliach lekabala, he's undoing his shlichus. He's saying, I'm quitting. Because the reason his motivation in doing that, Rashi points out, is that a shliach lahalacha is an annoying job. You have to go, get the get, and then go all the way back again. So the guy says, is when he reports to the husband, I'm only shliach lekabala, he's saying, I'm not going to schlep all the way back. I'll take the get, I have no problem taking the get for her, but if you think I'm schlepping all the way back, I'm not going to do that. Who needs that tircha? So when he says that, he's quitting his job as shliach. So when he quits his shlichus, so that's it. He can't be a valid shliach anymore. Nothing to do with dibur didei, dibur dida, what's the husband thinking, who's dibur is he being samech on. Nothing at all about that. It's because the shliach was lazy. So the shliach quit. And says Rashi, and even if later on the shliach says, you know what, I'm going to bring it to her anyway. I shouldn't have been so lazy. I'll go and I'll bring it to her anyway. Too late. He already quit. So it's not, he's not going to be able to reinvigorate his shlichus afterwards by deciding to do what he was initially asked to do. So that's why it's not good. It's not a raya at all about in general whether dibur didei or dibur didak hasamach. Frek Tosos over here, why did the Gemara have to say that if we wanted to prove whether it's dibur didei or dibur dida, we would have needed to reverse the case? Shouldn't the Gemara have just said that if we wanted to prove one way, that the only way this case could have proven whether it's dibur didei or dibur dida is if Rav Nachman would have paskin the opposite? I mean, Rav Nachman over here says there's no get. Even when she receives the get, it's not going to be a valid get. Says Tosos, below ipcha have a matzah the meimar, without having to switch the whole case and saying that the woman made a shliach lekabbalah and he turned into a shliach lehalacha, without having to say that, we could have said, kept it as a case where the woman made him a shliach lehalacha and he reported, the shliach reported that he's a shliach lekabbalah, bishlama I amar Rav Nachman mishi higia get liyadu megureshes, havishma aminada dibur didah samich. Just simply say, had Rav Nachman said that as soon as she receives the get, she's Megureshes, then we know, Adibur Didak HaSamech, that the husband is relying on what she really said, which was to make the guy a Shliach LaHalacha. So why did the Gemara have to reverse the case? So says Tosos, the reason the Gemara reversed the case is because we wanted to present a case where no matter what Rav Nachman would have said, it would have been a raya. So we present a case where it's reversed, where whether Rav Nachman says Megureshes at this point, at that point, either way, it would have been a raya. In our case, where he says she's not Megureshes at all, it's not a raya. So we don't want to just pick one possible way that Rav Nachman could have gone and show that that could have been a raya, because the case itself doesn't lend itself to a definitive raya. So we wanted to show that there's another case that does lend itself to a definitive raya. Rabbi Kivager points out that the assumption of Tosos he thinks is incorrect. Tosos says that had Rav Nachman paskin mishigia get liyadu megureshes, that would show a dibur dida. Says Rabbi Kivager, no, it wouldn't have. Maybe it would show that the husband is being mevatel hashlichus and making his own shliach lehalacha. Meaning, shliach comes to the husband and says, your wife made me a shliach lekabbalah. And the husband gives the shliach the get, and she's only going to be divorced when she receives get. There are two possible reasons that could happen. Either because the husband really wants to do what the wife actually said, not what the shliach said, or because the husband says, I don't care what the wife or the shliach say. You want to be my shliach, you do it on my terms. I want you to be a shliach la'alacha. So says Rabbi Kivager, that could, you would not be able to be medayik just because she's divorced when she receives it, that he's so mecha dibur dida. No, he doesn't care what she said. As far as he knows, she said that this guy should be a shliach la'kabbalah. What he really wants is that he wants to make the shliach in his terms, that the shliach be a shliach la'alacha. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Barchia, Tashma. So this Tashma is an unusual Tashma. It's a Tashma, meaning it's going back on Rav Nachman. It's not unusual, but it's going back on Rav Nachman. It's going to be a question on Rav Nachman, not on Rav Ashi. Again, what did Rav Nachman say? The woman makes the guy a shliach l'alacha. The guy reports that he is, in fact, a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband gives the guy the get. The woman is not divorced no matter what. Even when she receives the get, she's not divorced. So this is going to be a raya against Rav Nachman. We're going to have a couple of them. This is the, I think we're going to have three of them. Yeah, three rayas against Rav Nachman. This is number one. So Tashma, Ha'omer eskabel getzel l'ishti, ha'holi getzel l'ishti. If a guy says, again, our Mishnah, a guy says, be mekabel this get for my wife, or bring this get to my wife, meaning either be a shliach l'kabbalah, or be a shliach l'olacha, ratza l'achzer yachzer. If he wants to change his mind after he gave it to the shliach, he can. The get has not yet taken effect. Time of the ratza, halo ratza havi get. Sounds like he can change his mind if he wants to. But if he doesn't want to change his mind, he wants to leave it as is, it's going to be a good get. Vamai habal lav bar shav yeshliach lekabalahu. Wait a second. If the husband told the guy, I want you to be yeshliach lekabalah, why, if that guy goes and brings the get back to the woman, would it possibly be a good get? Ella must be Aminon Kimon Shnasnein of Lagarsha Memram or Tigarish Kol Hechad Demirusha. It must be that he's obviously trying to divorce her. Now it happens to be that he can't divorce her by making the Shliach or Shliach Kabbal. He doesn't have that kind of power. So he must mean whatever it takes to actually divorce her, which is a shliach la'alacha. So I can't use this guy as a shliach la'kabbalah. So it must be, even though I told him iskabel, I really meant be molech, because I can't say iskabel, but obviously he's trying to divorce her. So hachanami, in our case as well. So in this case of Rav Nachman as well, woman says be a shliach la'alacha. Shliach comes and reports I'm a shliach la'kabbalah. Husband says heilach chamasha amra. So what, we're going to say they're not divorced? Because the husband is really somech on the shliach's dibor. Husband doesn't care whose dibor he's somech on. He wants to get divorced. So whatever it takes, whatever works to make a divorce, that should automatically work. So if only shliach la'olacha works, good. So the guy's a shliach la'olacha. So it should be a divorce on that level. For that reason, kashan Rav Nachman. So says Gemara no hachi hasha. You can't compare the two cases. Hasam adam yodea she'in shlichus l'kabbalah v'gamar v'nasan l'shem halacha. Over there, a person knows that there's no such thing as a shliach l'kabbalah, and therefore, meaning in our Mishnah, in the case of our Mishnah, when the husband goes over to a stam shliach, woman never spoke to this guy. Husband goes over to a stam shliach and says, be mekabel this get for my wife. The husband knows that he can't do that. Everyone knows you can't do that. You can't make a shliach l'kabbalah. So clearly what he must have meant is, go and bring this get to my wife. But hacha ta'i, over here the guy was really mistaken, because it wasn't a mistaken din, it wasn't a mistaken in obvious halacha. The guy told him he's a shliach l'kabbalah. So what's the husband supposed to think? Of course he thought he was a shliach l'kabbalah, so he really meant to be a shliach l'kabbalah. And obviously the guy wasn't authorized to do that, and therefore the get's an invalid get. So raya number one against Rav Nachman is unsuccessful. Raya number two, Amar Rava, Tashema. Ketana shamra skabli giti enu get achi gie get liada. A ketana says, I want you to be mekabel my get. She says to a shliach, be mekabel my get for me. The get is not going to be a valid get until she receives it in her hand. Ki mati gita liada mi amigrusha. But when she does receive the get in her hand, she is divorced. Meaning the guy becomes a shliach lahalacha. Va'amai va'alav shliach la'olacha shavya. But wait a second, the shliach wasn't appointed as a shliach la'olacha. The girl went over to the guy and said, I want you to be my shliach l'kabbala. Thing is, she can't make a shliach, right? So he has to be a shliach la'olacha, but why should it work at all? It must be that we say that since we know clearly the husband is trying to divorce her, he's giving a get to the shliach, he thinks he's giving it to a shliach l'kabbalah, no one is able to authorize this guy to be a shliach l'kabbalah, so instead it works as a shliach l'halacha, because we assume he wants to divorce her, so he'll divorce her in any way possible. So hachinami, again, in Rav Nachman's case as well, since he's clearly trying to divorce her, why don't we say that she's divorced in whichever way works? So shliach l'kabbalah doesn't work because the woman never made him one, so shliach l'halacha works. So he means to make the guy a shliach l'halacha. So why don't you say, why doesn't Rav Nachman say the same thing? Why does Rav Nachman insist on saying that there's no divorce whatsoever? So says Gemara again, Hachi Hashta, you can't compare the case of the Ketana making Shliach the Kabbalah and the case of the Shliach who lies about his Shlichus. The husband is married to the Ketana. Even though the Ketana made the Shliach the Shliach the Kabbalah, the husband knows that there's no such thing as shlichus for a katan. So the husband knows that the guy is not a shliach l'kabbalah. He knows he can't make the guy a shliach l'kabbalah. So obviously, even though he says iskabel, maybe to make her feel better, he says iskabel, he clearly means molech. He clearly means, I want you to bring this guy to make a shliach l'olacha. So the government does l'shum olacha didei. Hachatai. But over here, again, he was misled. The shliach lied to him about what his role was, and therefore he intended the wrong thing. I always wonder about these types of chazakas, meaning, is this a chazaka that's changeable over time? I mean, if you ask 10 Jews who learned in yeshiva, to take any 10 Jews, he doesn't even have to be 10 Jews off the street, can a katana make a shliach l'kabbalah? So, okay, so if they weren't getting in yeshiva, some of they know it. But how many people actually know that? How many people actually know that a katana cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah? Bizmanazeh. So are these chazakos changeable chazakos? Meaning, do these change over time depending on the reality that a husband doesn't really know anymore, right? So I assume yes. I assume that it would change, but I'm not sure. But anyway, the Gemara assumes that these are things that people obviously know. Could be someone holding in the parsha of Get knows this, that someone holding the parsha of Get will look into it a little bit of what it takes to do a Get. So maybe someone holding that parsha would know. Okay, anyway, just a thought. Third raya against Rav Nachman. Tashema. Haveli giti vishkamra eskaveli giti. The woman says to the shliach, I want you to bring my Get. And the shliach lies and says, I was made shliach to Kabbalah. Or iskaveli giti vishkamra haveli giti. Or the reverse. The woman makes the guy shliach to Kabbalah, and the guy lies and claims that it was a shliach lahalacha. V'hu amar, and the husband then says, holech v'teinla zachila v'iskabala. The husband says one of these lashonos. He either says holech v'teinla, he says zachila, he says iskabala, right? He says any of these lashonos. Rotzalach so yachzer. If the husband wants to back out after he handed it off to the shliach, he can still back out. Meaning the shliach is not a shliach lekabala. Mishegia get liyata megureshes. But in all of these cases, once she receives the get, she is megureshes. So how's this going to be a kasha Rav Nachman? Well, first of all, what exactly is the case over here? We have two cases of what she told the shliach, and then three different cases of what the husband actually said to the shliach. So which cases match up with which? So meaning which statements of the husband match up to which cases of what she told the shliach? So it says Gemara, let's make an assumption. My love, Kabbalah, a Kabbalah, halacha, a halacha. Shouldn't we assume that the case of where the husband said, where the woman had said his, where the shliach reported that he was a shliach lekabbalah, that's probably the case where the husband tells the guy, be mekabel to get for my wife. Where the shliach reported that he was a shliach lahalacha, again, reported he was lying, but he reported that he was a shliach lahalacha, that's the case where it said, be molech get to my wife. So what? What does that tell us? So look at Rashi, third wide line. My love, Kabbalah, Kabbalah, halacha, halacha. Zechivis iskabel de katani. Kaya ishcha amr iskabel. When the husband says to be mekabel to get for the wife, so it's going on the case where the shliach claimed he was a shliach le Kabbalah. Vaholik v'tein lo de katani. Kaya ishcha amr havei. And when the husband says, I want you to bring the get to my wife, that's when the shliach reported that he was a shliach le halacha, again, even though he was lying. V'katani b'travai mishagia get liyadu megreshes. Yet in both cases we learn that when she receives the get, she's going to be megreshes. Why is this a kasha of Rav Nachman? V'tiyufta de Rav Nachman mi kabbalah a kabbalah. It's a kasha of Rav Nachman because apparently the case is, woman says, I want you to be a shliach la'alacha. The guy says, the shliach lies and says he's a shliach le'kabbalah. Husband says, go and be mekabalit for her. The halacha is, she's not, the shliach is not a shliach le'kabbalah. He is instead a shliach la'alacha, but he is a shliach la'alacha. It does work as a shliach la'alacha. The k'tani aveli giti vishchamer eskabel v'homer eskabel de behedya yahavina alei b'toras kabbalah. Husband gave it to him b'toras kabbalah. U'balav bar hachihu. And the husband cannot appoint a shliach le'kabbalah. V'inami lo shavise. And she didn't appoint the guy as a shliach le'kabbalah. And nevertheless, for k'tani davim yeh shliach la'alacha. That he can't be a shliach le'kabbalah. So instead he becomes what? Shliach la'alacha. The kivin shnasan in of the garsha. Apparently assuming this idea that the husband really intends to divorce her in whichever way possible. Right? That's apparently the assumption. So you see against Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said in almost that same exact case, right, where the woman made the guy a shliach, the halacha, the guy claimed to be a shliach lekabbalah, husband said, okay, whatever, right, that in that case, Rav Nachman said, there's no divorce, you're not a shliach lehalacha. So over here, where the husband says, beferish, be a shliach lekabbalah, we're saying that she is divorced as a shliach lehalacha. So if it works as a shliach lehalacha over here, for sure it should work as a shliach lehalacha in Rav Nachman's case. Why does Rav Nachman say it doesn't? So we say, no, we're misunderstanding the whole thing. Lo, kabbalah ahalacha, v'halacha kabbalah. We got it backwards. The case where the husband tells the shliach to be mekabel to get is going on the case where the shliach reports to the husband that he's a shliach lahalacha. The case where the husband says to be molech to get is going on the case where the shliach reports he's a shliach lekabbalah. So in fact, the Gemara, wait a second, I kabbalah ahalacha, if the husband's telling the guy that you should be a shliach lekabbalah, when the guy reported that he was a shliach lahalacha, then michimati gita liyadei liyalta davigita, then she should be divorced right away as soon as the shliach receives the get. Why? Because what's the case? Wife said, I want you to be a shliach lekabbalah. Shliach lied, said I'm a shliach lahalacha. husband said, I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Well, if the wife and the husband agree that it should be a shliach l'kabbalah, what do we care what the shliach said? As soon as he receives the get, he is a shliach l'kabbalah. They should be divorced immediately upon receipt of the get. So says the Gemara, Sham mina da dibur didei kasanach. Oh, what you see from here, though, is that when the husband gives the get to the shliach, he's not interested in what the wife said. He's interested in what the shliach said. He thinks the shliach is painting an accurate picture of what he's there to do, and the husband intends to make him a shliach for whatever he says he's a shliach for. So even though the husband actually said his skabel, the husband said a lashon of kabbalah, he doesn't really mean his skabel. He means whatever you said, Mr. Shliach. So don't you see that against Rav Nachman? Because Rav Nachman had said that they're not divorced at all, right? But over here we see that they are divorced because the husband is totally somech on dibur didei, and he's going to make him at least a shliach la'alacha, even if he uses lashon of kabbalah. So says Gemara, no, hachi hashta hasum kamar lehelach kamasha amra hachami kamar lehelach kamasha amra. In Rav Nachman's case, he specifically said do like she said. Over here, he did not say do like she said. Meaning, when we said that, had Rav Nachman said the opposite, that if the woman had actually asked the guy to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the wife had and the shliach reported that he was a shliach l'halacha, and the husband had said heilach k'masha amra, we said over there. Now, in that case, had Rav Nachman paskin one way or the other, we'd be able to ascertain whether it's dibur didei or dibur dida, because the only reason we'll be able to do that is because he said heilach masha amra. So clearly he wasn't being megarish her b'kabbalah, right? So then you'd be able to answer that question, which is a similar type of question when you say kamasha amra, when you say do like your shlichus is really to do. But in our case, where he doesn't say kamasha amra, he could just be his own man. He could be ignoring everything, and he could just be deciding for himself, which does not shed light on the broader question in Parakas Socher, where clearly the guy is trying to rely on what the shlichus was really all about. Okay, period. That was a complicated Gemara. It says Gemara Vayter. A little easier now. Tan Rabbanan. Hiskabali giti vishtchamer hiskabali giti. Woman makes a guy shliach l'kabbalah. He accurately reports that he's a shliach l'kabbalah. V'hu omer, holich v'teim l'zachla v'skabbalah. And the husband says, holich v'teim l'zachla v'skabbalah. Any of those l'shonos, rotza lachso lo yachsar. As soon as he gives the get to her, too late, to the shliach rather, the get is done, he's divorced. The woman's divorced. Why? The woman made herself a shliach, the woman made this guy a shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach reported accurately that he is a shliach l'kabbalah. So the husband, the husband, when he gives it to her, when he gives it to the shliach, assumes that he's giving it l'shem kabbalah. Even though he uses a lashon of teinla, holich v'teinla, go bring it and give it to her, he really means be a shliach l'kabbalah, because that's what you said you are and that's what she said you are. So that's what he really means. That's the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Nasa says, no. Holich v'tein la ratzalach v'yachsar. If he says to her, go bring this to her and give it to her, then the husband's saying, you're not being a shliach l'kabbalah, I only want you as a shliach l'halacha. If, however, he says, I want you to be koneit for her, right, so then they're all in agreement, right? Then he, the shliach, and the wife are all saying the same exact thing. And therefore, he's a shliach l'kabbalah. Rebbe, however, says, Rebbe says, no, in all of these cases, the guy is a shliach l'kabbalah, and the woman's divorced as soon as the shliach takes the get. The only way the husband will not be divorced as soon as he gives a get to the shliach is if he specifically says, I don't want you as a shliach l'kabbalah, I only want you as a shliach l'olacha. Now here, take it as a shliach l'olacha. But if he says that explicitly, in that way the guy can become a shliach l'olacha. But he has to be very explicit about it. Frek the Gemara, the obvious kasha, Rebbe, Hainu Tanakama. Rebbe and Tanakama are saying the same thing. Both Rebbe and Tanakama say that whatever the husband says to the shliach, the shliach is still a shliach l'kabbalah. So says the Gemara, two possible things that the Gemara may be teaching us by adding that statement of Rebbe. It could be that Rebbe's adding that chiddush, that there is one way that the husband can undo this, can make this guy no longer a shliach l'kabbalah. Kabbalah simply by being very explicit and by saying Efshi. Tanakama never mentioned that. He would agree with it. You have to agree with it. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But Tanakama never mentioned that. So Rebbe adds that chiddush that there is a way for the husband to make the guy no longer a shliach lekabbalah by saying, I don't want you as a shliach lekabbalah. I only want you as a shliach lalacha. Or it could just be teaching me that the Tanakama is in fact Rebbe. But either way, there's a machlokas. Rebbe and Rebbe Nassim, let's say, when the guy is made a shliach lekabbalah, he reports that he's a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband says a lashon of halacha. Does the guy function as shliach lekabbalah, or does he function as a shliach lahalacha? Says the Gemara, Yibayilu. Now that we know that machlokas, that Rebbe Nassim holds he's always going to be shliach lekabbalah in that case, Heilach l'Rabbi Nassim kizuchidami, olav kizuchidami. We know Rabbi Nassim says when you say holeich v'tein la, you're saying zechi, you're saying bikone it for her, be a shliach l'kabbalah. That's Rabbi Nassim's shita. What about heilach? Is heilach also lashon of bikone it for her, or does heilach have to mean I'm only making you a shliach l'halacha? So says Gemara, raya number one, tashma ha'omer skabel gets alishi holeich gets alishi ratzalach to yachzar. Our Mishnah said if a husband tells the shliach, be mekabel this get for my wife, or bring it to her. If he wants to be chozer on the shlichus, he can be chozer. Ha'isha sha'amrei skabali giti ratzalach zelo yachzar. If a woman, though, says, I want you to be mekabel to get for me to the shliach, then the husband gives it to that shliach, then he cannot be chozer because he's already divorced. Second, he gives it to the shliach. My lav behelach Rabbi Nassim, isn't the case talking about where the husband told that shliach the Kabbalah, helach, and you see that, and we're assuming like Rabbi Nassim, so you see that Rabbi Nassim holds that even when you say helach, you mean zechi, you mean bikona the get for my wife. Says Gemara, lo, baholech for Rabbi. No, it's talking about a case of holech, and we're assuming like Rabbi, that Rabbi holds that Rebbe was the one that holds that when you say holech, it means kizuchi, that holech is kizuchi dami. Tosfos over here points out that in the first parak of this Masechta, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi held that holech is lav kizuchi, and we know Rebbe is Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So Tosfos points out it seems to be a stira. Over here we hold holech is kizuchi. Over there he holds holech lav kizuchi. So Tosfos points out that the chiluk is a simple chiluk. Over here, we say holech is kizuchi, because what's the case? It's not just stam. A guy went over to a shliach and said holech. Had a guy gone over to, in that case, in the first parak, is a guy who wants to give money to somebody. So he goes over to a shliach and says, here, holech this money to that person, right? So Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi held that that's not called zuchi, meaning he's not telling him to be zocha the money for the person. He's telling him to bring it to the person and be a shliach lahalacha. Right? In our case, though, Rebbe says, when the husband says halech, the woman is divorced as soon as the shliach receives the get. It's kizuchi. Says Tosfos, that's because in our case, the husband didn't just walk over to this guy and say halech. The guy came and said, your wife made me a shliach lekabbalah. He, in fact, was made a shliach lekabbalah. And then the husband said halech. So because the word halech can sort of go either way, when it's in no context whatsoever, the husband just goes over to someone and says halech. So it certainly leans in the direction of halacha. But when it's in the context of someone telling the husband, I was made a shliach lekabbalah, and the husband responding, not angrily, not saying no, not denying it, just saying holech, so clearly over here, Rebbe would say, that would mean kizuchi. That would mean, yeah, okay, fine. Holech would then mean that it's that you're a shliach lekabbalah. So it says the Gemara, Vayter Tashma, another right. Lefichach, Mamala, Bali, Yafshish, Kabbalah, Ela, Holech, Vetema, Ratzalach, So Yachzer. Right? Rebbe had said that if the husband says, I don't want her to be a shliach, I don't want the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah, I want him to be a shliach lehalacha. Right? So then he can be chozer. Taima da Amar Efshi. Sounds like it's because he said, I don't want it. Halo Amar Efshi, but had he not said, I don't want it, Ratzalachzer lo yachzer. Then if he wants to back out, he can't. Meaning if he does not explicitly say, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabbalah, sounds like the default is that he is a shliach lekabbalah. My lav behelach Rabbi Nassim, aren't we assuming that the husband used the lashon of helach, and we're assuming like Rabbi Nassim, and still the guy is a shliach lekabbalah, so you see that Rabbi Nassim holds helach is kizuchi. So you say, lo, baholech for Rabbi. So you say, no, we're assuming that he said holech, and we're assuming like Rabbi, that's when it's kizuchi. Third raya, tashma, holech gets a ishti. Guy says, holech gets a ishti, bring this get to my wife. Ratzalach so yachzar. If he wants to back out, he still can, as long as the wife hasn't received the get. Now this is a very strong raya. Heilach gedzele ishti. If he says heilach, so then he's not going to be able to back out because the shliach was already koneh for the wife. Now who's the guy that says that holech gedzele ishti is not kizuchi, that you could still back out, that holech is only iloshnav shliach la'alacha? Man shamalev damar b'holech rotzalach so yachzar. Who's the one that says holech is not kizuchi? Rabbi Nassan. That is Rabbi Nassan. So the same author who's saying holech is not kizuchi, v'kamer behelech rotzalach so lo yachzar, is saying helech is kizuchi. Shmamina, helech kizuchi dami shmamina. So finally, the third time's the charm, that third proof does in fact prove that even though Rabbi Nassan holds holech is not kizuchi, he will hold that Halach is Kizuchi. Itmar, his kabbaligiti vishkamer, his kabbaligiti vomer holich b'teimla. Woman says, I want you to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach accurately reports that he's made a shliach l'kabbalah. Husband says, holich b'teimla. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Nasu shlucha u'shlucha v'choletzes. So he is the shliach of the, we're not sure what he is, because the wife made him a shliach l'kabbalah, husband made a shliach l'alacha, we don't know what to do, it's a suffic get, and therefore if the husband gives the guy this get, she's suffic megureshes until she receives the get. If the husband dies before she receives the get, chaletza, she's going to need chalitza. Can't do yibum because maybe they were divorced, and can't just be matir l'shuk because maybe they weren't divorced. So you have to do chalitza. L'meimer d'misafke l'Ravi holich kizchidami ilav kizchidami. Wait a second, is Rav saying that he's not sure whether holich is kizchi or not? V'itmar holich mana l'ploni shani chayvlo. But didn't Rav tell us that in a case where you say give this holich this mana to a certain guy because I owe him money? Amar Rav Chayiv Bachriyuso. So Rav says, first of all, I tell you to bring money that I owe to somebody, so I'm clearly responsible for the money until it gets into the person's hand, right, into the person that I owe it to, into his hand, because I'm the one that made the shliach. The other guy didn't say to trust the shliach, so I'm clearly responsible for it. But v'imbalach sareinu chozer, as soon as I give it to that shliach, the shliach was kone it on behalf of the other guy. So therefore, I can't back out anymore. I can't say, you know what, I could use the cash, give it back to me, and I'll pay back in a week from now. No, he was already kone it on his behalf. I said holech, so you see that Rav holds holech is kizuchi. When I say holech, I'm saying be kone it for him. So says Gemara, no. Hasam safik mamona lakula, hacha safik isru l'chumra. Over there it's dinim amnes. So in dinim amnes, we're going to be mekel, and we're going to say that it already belongs to the other guy. But over here, we're dealing with this of a heter, we're dealing with davar shabierva, we're going to be more machmir. It's important to point out, there is no such rule called safik mamona lakula. The Gemara is not really saying safik, it says safik mamona lakula, but there's no such rule, because there's no such thing as a kula in dinim amnes. Because dinim amnes, by definition, involves two parties who are arguing with each other over the mamon. So you can say, I'm going to be mekel for you, Ruvain. Shimon doesn't think that's a kula to be mekel for Ruvain. The din in dinim amnes is hamotzi mechaver la haraya. And that's what Rashi points out, that's what it means. Whoever is muchzuk in it now, we call it a kula, but whoever is muchzuk in it now gets to keep it. That's the din in dinim amnes. Now you want to take money away from somebody, so you have to bring a raya. Now what's interesting over here is we call the shliach as being muchzak for not the mishaleach, but for the mishal mishal chalo, right? Meaning Reuven sends money to Shimon through the shliach. So what's the shliach is holding on to it? So what exactly is hamotzi mechaver alav haraya? That Shimon is already muchzak in it? That's what we're assuming. That even though the shliach has it, Shimon's already muchzak. I'm not sure why we assume that, but that's what we assume. Amar Rav, any shows the shliach lekabel lagita miyat shliach vayla. Rav says a woman cannot make a shliach to be mekabel to get from her husband's shliach. Meaning we know a woman can make a shliach to be mekabel to get if the husband gives it to her shliach. We know a husband can make a shliach to give a woman a get, but a woman cannot make a shliach to get a get from a shliach of the husband. No two shluchim. Somebody's got to show up to the get. Rabbi Chanina Amar Isha also shliach kabel agita miyach shliach. Rabbi Chanina says no problem. A woman can make a shliach to be a kabel get from her husband's shliach. My time with the Rav. What's Rav's reasoning? Rav says it can't happen either because it's a big slap in the face of the husband that here you don't even have the decency to show up to your get. So, Frek Rashi, then we should just say a woman can't make a shliach. because anytime the woman makes a shliach, she's not showing up to the get. So Rashi says, no, but the point is, if the woman makes a shliach and the husband is there, and he gives the get to the shliach, he shows that he's mochel, that he doesn't care about the bizayon, that he's willing to give it to the shliach. But when the husband doesn't even know, because he's not there, and the shliach just gives it to the woman's shliach, so that's a bizayon, because we don't know that the husband is mochel in that bizayon. So either it's because of bizayon, or mishum chatzera bali achar mikain, that this resembles a little too closely the case of a husband putting a get in a chatzah that belongs to Shimon, let's say to some third party, and then the woman buying that field from Shimon that already has the get, where people might think that that would be a good get. If we allow a shliach to give it to a shliach, people might think that chatzera b'ali achar mikain would be a good get as well. My b'nai, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons, whether it's b'zayin or because of chatzera b'ali achar mikain? Ika b'nai, the kadma ihi v'shavi shliach meikara. Nafkamina would be if she made the shliach first, right? She made the shliach before the husband made the shliach. So in that case, there still is a b'zayin debal, but it doesn't look like chatzera b'ali achar mikain, because she already initiated her side of it before he had given the get, before he had done anything. So it doesn't resemble chatzera b'ali achar mikain. Now stories. Ha'u gavra d'shadol agitol d'bitu. A guy sent to get to his wife. The shliach went, he was supposed to give the get to the wife, and he found she was busy, she was kneading dough. So Amrla, Helech Kitech. So he said to her, look, I got your get over here. You want to wash your hands and maybe take your get? So Amrla, Lehavi Biyadcha. She says, why don't you just be my shliach leKabbalah to receive the get for me? So Amr Rav Nachman, Im Isla de Rabbi Chanina, Avdi Ba'uvda. So Rav Nachman says, well, if we pass him like Rabbi Chanina, that a shliach is allowed to give the get to another shliach, so then it would work over here. The guy was made a shliach leAllacha, now the woman is making that same guy a shliach leKabbalah, he'll put it from his right hand to his left hand, and boom, the get works. It's a shliach giving it to a shliach. So it's the same thing. Amalei Rava says, V'misol ad Rabbi Chanina avad ba'uvda, halochas v'shlichas etzal ba'al. Now there's a fundamental problem with this shlichas, namely that it's halochas v'shlichas etzal ba'al, meaning, for shlichas to work, the shliach, when he finishes his job, has to be able to go back, before he takes on a new job, has to be able to go back to the person who sent him and said, I did my job. Over here, when his job is over, he's already taken on a new job as a shliach leKabbalah. So he's never able to go back and report back that he did it, that he did his responsibility, that he did his job of bringing the get to the wife. I saw the Sharman Tzion Balacha quoted much earlier in the Masechta. He quoted Chuvas Mari Mintz, where Mari Mintz wonders why it is that throughout the Masechta, Chazal used the Lashon of Gerushin. The Torah doesn't say by get Gerushin. The Torah says that a Lashon of Shiluach. Right, the Torah uses the lashon of shalcha, so not a lashon of gerushin. Why don't we call it shiluach? Why are we always calling it gerushin? So Mari Mintz explains, because shiluach can mean two things. Shiluach means sometimes getting rid of somebody and they never come back, or it could mean to send someone out to report on back to you. So, if, for instance, you have shiluach from Gan Eden. So that's the lashon shiluach of not coming back. But then you have shalcha the basparo, shalcha es ama, she sent her ama to go receive the baby, to come back with the baby. So since shiluach also has a connotation of coming back, like we see over here, chazur shlichus etzalbay, you're supposed to go back and report what you did. That's what shlichus means. So we don't want to use that lashon by a get, because by a get it's dafka not supposed to be someone who comes back. So anyway, shalchul kamed Rabbi Ami, shalchul lehulo chazur shlichus etzalbay. So they sent the shaila to Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami said it's absolutely not good, because it's not a case of chazur shlichus etzalbay. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar nisyashi b'davar. When Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was asked about it, he said, I need to think about it a little bit. Hadur shalchul kamed Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So they sent it again to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Amar kolani shalchul lavaazli kiyeh de misafkul lehulo dedu. How can I misafkul on the didan? You keep on bugging me with this question. Obviously, just like you have a suffix about it, I have a suffix about it. I'm not sure what the answer is. So what do? A chalitza to suffer get. That's what I would say. Have a uvda vatzkar visul bar Shmuel bar Mat to get the chalitza. Story happened where this exact case happened. The woman made the husband's shliach la'alacha into her shliach leKabbalah, and he required Shmuel bar Mat to require a get and chalitza. Frakling mar tati. Don't you only do chalitza once the guy's dead, and get is when he's alive? How could you require both? So get mechayim chalitza la'akar misa. He said no. If the guy was alive, requires a get, and if he was dead, requires a chalitza. He dav karla nafasa. There was a woman who went by the name Nafasa. Azul sadi kasuf tafasa. The witnesses wrote in the get tafasa. Amrav Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Matam Shmei. The Rav asu edim shlichusan. So he said the edim did their job. meaning they've already exhausted their shlichus. They can't do the get's puzzle, and they can't do it over again because they were told to write a get. They wrote a get, done. They were not told to write a second get. So there is no get over here. Wait a second. Did he ever make them a shlich to write a meaningless get? He told them to write a get that will work. So their shlichus was not done. However, if Edom write a kosher get and then it gets lost, then they're unable to write a replacement get because then they for sure done their shlichus. They did what they were supposed to do. No, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. He didn't tell them to write a get and lose it, to write a get and not use it. The get is supposed to be usable. Until they have a get that works, that's kosher and that works and it's going to be usable, you can keep the shluchim can keep on redoing their shlichus over and over again.